The Ministry of Justice opened consultation on how to change the way we use jury trials to improve flexibility and increase thresholds for when you can use a jury trial. Some of the proposed changes would improve flexibility for when individuals can opt for jury trials and increase the required seriousness for offences before a jury trial can be used. I spoke to Associate Professor of Evidence and Criminal Procedure at the University of Auckland, Scott Optican, about jury trials and the balancing of interests that come with setting jury trial procedures.
How bad are delays currently for jury trials?
Oh, you know, I mean, it depends on the jurisdiction you're in New Zealand and where and what course you're dealing with. But at the moment, you know, the jury trials could be taking, you know, up to a year, a year and a half, you know, possibly even depending even longer in some jurisdictions. According to this Ministry of Justice report, the average number of days that it's taking to get a case to a jury trial is increasing, much more than sort of judge alone trials. So the answer is that jury trials are taking longer, and they do definitely take up resources, and it is just taking longer for them to go to court to get the verdict, taking up more kind of court time, and space. The question, then becomes, what if anything you sort of want to do about it? And that's what this Ministry of Justice, report that's out for commentary, improving jury trial timeliness, that's what it's all about.
Why is it important if there are delays in jury trials?
Well, first of all, you got to understand that there are delays in all trials. And delay is not always a bad thing. I mean, trials are complicated. There are pretrial applications, there are motions, there's discovery. And lawyers are busy, they have multiple cases, judges are busy, multiple cases or prosecutors. So the idea that there's a delay in any trial is not, unheard of, and sometimes it's necessary. You need the time to prepare. And very often defendants themselves, are the ones who delay cases. So, delay is an inherent part of the system. The question is whether you can do anything to, decrease delay. Because jury trials take up more resources, they take longer to resolve, than, judge-alone trials, and you've got more defendants electing their right to a jury trial than, X number of years ago. So that is kind of what is galvanizing all this, not sort of the delay itself, which is to be expected in criminal cases, but sometimes what the government may think is, untimely or unnecessary delay. That's what they say they're trying to address.
What could be the potential impact of restricting jury trials to only quote-unquote serious offences, as is mentioned in the report?
Well, jury trials are convicted to more serious offences now. I mean, it used to be, back in the early days when the Bill of Rights came in, that you got a jury trial if you were, facing, 3 months or more imprisonment. And now at the moment, you get a jury trial if you're facing 2 years or more imprisonment. So, the change to the jury trial threshold that was made from the original Bill of Rights, threshold of 3 months that went up to 2 years, reflected the fact that they wanted it to be for sort of more serious cases and not be used, as much. So the proposal here is to possibly increase the jury trial threshold to 3 years, 5 years, or 7 years. But it would still mainly be used for, kind of more serious cases. I mean, that would be the idea. It's just that it wouldn't be available for all cases in which you faced, time and imprisonment. And in terms of where New Zealand is in their kind of threshold requirements, New Zealand's sort of in the middle. Canada, for example, you get an offense that carries a prison sentence of 5 years or more that guarantees the right to jury trial. Although you can often elect a jury trial for, lesser than that. In the United States, you get a jury trial if you're facing 6 months imprisonment or more. In Australia and England, it's usually about somewhere between more than 6 months or about a year or 2 years you get a jury trial. So, New Zealand is at the moment kind of comparable to various other jurisdictions and higher than some. I mean, look, the point is this, is that there is no inherent sort of threshold at which, there is a right to a jury trial or not a right to a jury trial. Essentially, it's just a decision that's made by the government, the point at which they believe a crime is serious enough or other values kick in such that you would want to give the defendant the election to have, you know, a jury. But there's really no right or wrong for this, quite frankly. 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 6 months. You know, it's just there's no objective reality to it, quite frankly. You just have to be able to balance up the pros and cons, and essentially you pay your money, you take your choice.
What is the current resource strain that's being created by jury trials?
Well, according to this report, I mean, the current resource strain is that they're taking longer. Jury trials are taking longer. They're contributing to delays. They take more days. They have more events that are associated with them, pretrial applications, things of that nature. So you know, that's the difference. You know, it's just whenever you involve, you know, sort of citizens in a case like this, you've got to have resources, you know, to manage them in the courtroom, their safety and security, their needs, whatever. You've got different evidence issues that arise with jurors. You've got to impanel them. You've got to choose them, you know. And so it just ends up being, you know, more resources and time in terms of physical space, courtroom management, pretrial applications, all that sort of stuff. The cases just look and are shaped differently, you know, when you have juries. They're just more resource intensive than with judge alone. But again, the point is that we accept that. You know, we accept that, you know, resourcing because we think it's a value to have a jury trial. The question is, at what point all that resourcing doesn't appear, to the government at least, to be necessary given the nature and the level of some of the offenses.
You mentioned the value of these types of trials. Why are jury trials valuable or important?
Well, historically, I mean, juries perform various functions. And also, let's just realize that the kind of jury trial that we practice in the Anglo-American adversarial law system, you know, 12 jurors, unanimous verdicts, are now in New Zealand, you don't need, you know, fully unanimous verdicts. But that's practiced in a comparatively small percentage of countries, you know, around the world. But historically, the idea behind jurors is that they act as a check on the abuse of government power, which might be exercised through, you know, judges or other public officials who are public officials. I mean, they're meant to be independent, but they still are public officials. So that was one theory behind it, that it brings the conscience of the community, the conscience of the good sense in the community to a decision-making process, that collective decision-making is better than individual decision-making, and also that the community gets to participate in some way, shape, or form in kind of redressing the harm that was done to the community in which the, you know, in which the crime occurred. So there's various values in the jury system, that juries bring to the criminal justice system, you know, legitimacy, transparency, you know, public participation, you know, et cetera. I mean, one could ask whether that model is still appropriate these days, and those values are really still appropriate. But the decision whether we should even have a jury trial system is currently practiced is a kind of a discussion for a different day. What the government's proposing now is simply to raise the threshold at which you can get a jury, and also change the timing at which a defendant can elect to have a jury, because that's part of this proposal as well.
So essentially, most of this proposal, aside from that time of election, is that kind of balancing act between time and resources and the values of the jury trial?
Yeah, pretty much that's what these proposals are all about. These proposals are kind of, and essentially that's what the government's going to want comment on. The government's going to want comment on is, are their proposals actually going to save resources in the criminal justice system? Will it actually speed things up in a significant way? And if so, you know, what do you lose in those economies and those efficiencies, right? You know, do you lose the value of jury participation for some cases? You know, what are the various human and civil rights involved? You know, are there any treaty implications to this, et cetera? You know, all that kind of is up for comment. But yeah, what you're right, you're basically right. It's going to be a balancing act. All criminal justice systems are essentially a balancing act between kind of due process values and, you know, efficiency and administrative cost and crime control values and other things. So you're always balancing resources and procedures in the criminal justice system. And how you strike those balances depends on where you come out. So there just isn't any objective reality to this. It's just that if you were going to change the threshold, you would obviously be, you know, changing the Bill of Rights, changing various other laws. And, you know, it's something that, you know, will affect the jury trial process. And so it's just got to kind of be thought through pretty carefully, you know, the pros and cons on both sides.
That was Associate Professor of Evidence and Criminal Procedure at the University of Auckland, Scott Optican, speaking to me about the government opening consultation about making changes to jury trials.